Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Ah! Lili Nishmasi Mimirosi Rusmas Mordechai. Harness Achoy Deshmuli Hecht in honor of David's Latting of 200, Akivas Halkowitz, F94, Shalom Rand, F202, Shloim, Shmuli Davidowitz, B202. All the new guys, those are Tzala guys. And the official 8-Bin and Daf Yomi committee. There's a sponsor of the Masechta. Masechta's Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children, Tila and Ruvein, Lezech Nishmas, their mother, grandmother, Bella Woman, Bela Tzipari Bas Ruvein, whose first Isaac will be on the first, on the day of the Siyum, Tes Kislev, Tila Sarah Bas Esther Leah. Oh, sorry, as a schos for Shidduch, for Tehila Sarah Bas Esther Leah. She should have a Shidduch, yeah. Yael Rendler, Lili Nishmas, my mother, Ruchom Yochevet Bas Aaron. Anonymous, Lili Nishmas, Rochli Menu. Pesach Kahana, Lili Nishmas, Abi Moir Ruben Gershon Ben Shapsay Tzemach HaKoyen. By Mordechai Neuhauser, Yossi Goldberg, F170, for getting me to join, a new number. By Hillel Boyer. Remember Hillel Boyer, beautiful email he sent in my grandfather's yard site, Hillel Ben Shraga, Fayvel Zichrono Levracha. I guess it's his namesake. And we are all very proud of Hillel. It's his very, very first siyum that he made yesterday. So Mazel Tov. Yaakov Badner, as a course I told you to rebellion for all the past Maseftas and for starting Rosh Hashanah today on my father's yard site, Lili Nishmas, Ben Naftali Ben Menachem Mendel. Sponsored anonymously by Kalman of the Five Towns, Zichrono Nishmas. Rebbe Nachim Mendel ben Simchor, for Shleiman, for Teruven, Shlomo ben Fruman, Dr. Dan Kaufman, the five-town team is dedicated for the refuah. By Justin Ivry, that's for tomorrow. Osher Zelig Fargovitz, in honor of my friend Yosef Frischman for joining the MDY family with the new Masechta, hashtag keep on daffing. By Abba Rennert, in honor of Rebbe Lishtit Velmi, Misayim, another Masechta. Marcel Rattenberg, who's joining for Rosh Hashanah, enjoy the ride. First, I would like to wish a tremendous Mazel Tov to all the Mesayimim. Those who are Mesayim, many Mesechtas with us. And for those who was their very first Mesechta, which is a tremendous Simcha, so Mazel Tov to them. I remember very vividly when my parents, they went to the hospital one day, and they returned a couple days later, with my brother, a little brother. The simcha was unbelievable. A new family member. Could you imagine if you multiply that simcha by 1,200 family mishpachas, people? 1,200, it's unbelievable. Let me repeat. It's not a number they could understand. 1,200 people registered. I don't even know how many other people that are not registered joined the shir. It's a number that we can't even understand. It's like 4 or 5 chasanas worth of people in one shot. Now, we have to welcome the new guys, make them feel nice and comfortable in the mishpacha, and warn them that they're going to be people that are going to be the naysayers. And I'm sure many of you, as you went to yeshivas or outside of yeshiva, people will tell you, the daf is not for you. The daf is too fast. You don't retain anything. That's not the way Torah was intended to be learned. And I'm here to tell you that the proof is in the pudding. It's one person after another. It's literally like copy and paste the emails that we get every day. The daf, just the daf, just learning the daf as is, has changed my life. It's not about learning Torah. It's about becoming a better human being. It literally changes lives. People don't need to go to therapy anymore. They don't need to go to marriage counseling. They learn the daf. It's a money saver. But it's seriously, it makes you a better person. You feel better about yourself. you feel that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It makes you a better husband and a better yid, a better employee, a better employer, a better father, everything. I'm not making this up. People write this in every day. Can't make it up. So how can you say no to that? But what's the pshat? How does it work so well? Why? Rav Meir Shapiro brought down to this world the chiddush, the daf yoimi. But it's not about the daf. It's about the yoimi. It's the consistency. It's learning Torah every single day. Every day. And we see it, if you're new to the program, we read emails at the beginning of the shiur, besides the first day of a new masechta. You guys are off today. But the emails, people send in pictures. I remember when I, again, another hospital story. All my children went to the hospital with my wife, had a beer, be there. She told me, if I don't come, it's not going to be good. So I went. And I went empty-handed. She went with the Tehillim. I didn't know, daf, not daf. He's going to learn it hot. You got to be there for the wife. Today, it's different. It's a shanda, bringing a kid into this world without Torah. Today, people go to the hospital, one after another. Doesn't matter. Chassidim, Litvaks, Kipas Rugaz, they send in the pictures. They're learning their Gemara in the hospital. And their babies come into this world with Torah. It's a whole different experience. When you're traveling, people, the first thing they put into their carry-ons is the Gemara. They're standing in line in Disney World, they're with a Gemara. In the last week, 2-3 emails. I cannot believe that I'm the guy. Now I'm 40 years old. I'm the guy that's learning at 3 o'clock in the morning, learning in the supermarket line, learning here, learning there. It changes the perspective, it changes your life. And we here have something very, very unique, and that is our mishpacha. The family. Over here, we don't judge by the type of yarmulke that people wear, and the colored shirt that they have, and the length of their payas, and if they have a beard or not. Sometimes they judge me. And the reason is because we're all here for one reason. One reason. We're here to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the best possible way that we know. It's not through davening and gemilas chasadim, it's through learning Torah. That is the best way that we know how to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we do it every single day. On Motzei Shabbos, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, every single day. Because that is the way to connect. Imagine a full day goes by and you don't connect. You don't connect. You did a little chesed, you try to do it, but you didn't connect for real. And here's the opportunity. So, I'm just going to give you one tip. If you're new, and you say to yourself, well, I tried many different things, and I tried diets, and I went with all this enthusiasm, and eventually it fades away, and we, Baruch Hashem, see tremendous, tremendous retention. I don't know what the numbers, maybe in the high 80s. People that start, they finish Masechtas with us. You'll see, you'll start, maybe on Daf Beis, there'll be a tremendous amount on YouTube, whatever. But as it's consistent, you'll see 2,500 views almost every Daf from Masechtas Beitza and Sukkah. It's very consistent. Besides like Fridays I have a little bit weaker, whatever it is. But it's consistent. Why? Because of this idea. And the ideas, and I got an email yesterday from Mendel Mitz. From Buenos Aires. He said, oh, I heard you gave me a shout out on that interview in Art Scroll, Shkoyach. He says, I was a naysayer. I heard you say this 100 times, but I felt it doesn't apply to me, but I was wrong. I'm here to tell the Olam that you were right. And what is it? That if you fall behind in the daf and it's going to happen on Yontif and it's going to happen on different occasions of Simchas, etc., you just skip ahead. Don't ever try to make up the daf. It's a bad idea. Perfectionism kills the daf. And coming from a perfectionist, I'm telling you, that's what happens. You try to make it up, and you don't really make it up, and then you fall behind a little bit more, and then you owe more and more, and before you know it, the hole is too big. You think in your head it's too big, and you just drop off the bandwagon, and it's not kedai. What you do is, let's say you missed three daf a yontif, let's say you're holding in daf tesvav and beitza, you start today, Rosh Hashanah, right now. And you write down, I owe from daf tesvav, whatever, here. And eventually you make it up, and you will make it up, Bezer Hashem. But today, you do what Klai Yisrael is doing. Whatever, wherever they're holding, that's what you do. That is the best and most consistent way to stay consistent. Now, we do have to say a tremendous hakaras hatayiv to... It's full. It has stuff on it here. We're down to the last chair. Beautiful. It's okay. Yeah, leave that here. Fishel from Fishel Catering sponsored these Gemaras. You're talking about, I don't know the exact number, but 1,200 plus 300, because 300 guys, let's say, from the Shir brought in people. So first of all, tremendous hakaras hatayiv for all the Gemaras that he sponsored with our logo, the special edition, etc. I want to read to you from, it's printed inside the Gemara. It's part of the Gemara. Special edition. Here it is, page number one. This Gemara is dedicated in memory of our dear son Shai, Zichron Levracha. Shai was a special person who always tried to help anyone he could. With his infectious smile and welcoming personality, he used his talents to help people in their Torah learning as well. Shai was a gifted learner, and Meseches Rosh Hashanah was especially dear to him. He knew the entire Meseches Shakev Yatari Baal Pen in the ninth grade. Shai was connected to Meseches Rosh Hashanah Belev V'Nefesh. In fact, on the Shabbos before he passed away, he was asked to fill in and deliver the Daf Yomi Shir. I don't know if I can read this. Shai agreed and delivered the shir with clarity and enthusiasm. The Masechta? Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. That's today's Daf. We hope that this Gemara and joining Rebellious Stefanski's special Daf Yom Yishir will change your life as it has for our family and so many others. May your learning and your journey through Shas be an Aliyas and Shoma for our dear son, Shalom Yishaya, Ben Yibad L'chaim Toivim. It's like Mordechai official. Huh? Very good. Open it up. Here we go. He wants to show off his new camera. No? That's all you can do? Now we're talking. Very nice. Once you're there, might as well see this. Here, what's over here? Right here. Yeah, now you're talking. Okay. We also have to thank all the other people that donated towards this project. It was a very large project, the largest project we've ever done. There was a lot of marketing and shipping and handling and all that. So thank you to everybody. Yesterday, Akiva Solkowitz, F94. Texted me. He said, I want to do something in Masechtas Tainus, Lili Nishmas, my father-in-law, I think he said it was, starting off 250 Gemaras right away for the next Masechta. And I heard that somebody else that wants to take on even a much larger piece. We'll see how that goes. So thank you for everybody. And I think something very incredible happened here. I believe, even if this project stops right here and there's no more Gemaras, but I think people learn to go out of their comfort zone. You can go over to any stranger in the store and say, hey, you do daf, why not? I know a great place for you to join. So perhaps that changed, and that will be a big schos for Fishel and Lili Nishmas' son. Huh? What about them? Oh, yeah, I don't know what city that was. Somebody came over to me yesterday, said that a Magid Shir told him that five people joined his shir because of all the ads that we put out. So they don't only come here, but the learning tire. It's unbelievable. All right. Now, one of the detractors of the daf is that people just keep on going. They learn a lot and they don't retain. So, yesterday we spoke about a Chazara program that we do in the Kailo. As I mentioned, we have an amazing Kailo that's for MDY, for the Lemdim here. It's, first of all, it's designed for the Balabatim to learn with the Avreichim, but also they help the Shir in many different ways. And they just took a test on 600 daf, the tremendous Tamid Chachamim, and one of the guys there took a test on the entire Shas and had the highest score in the entire world. He's a Belzer Chassid. Young guy. He knows Shas cold. We were preparing him yesterday. It's crazy. So the Chazara program that we do in the Kollel, and that's how they did the test for 600 daf, is basically you take the daf and you just review the maskana of the sugya, the bottom lines of the sugya, not the back and forth and not the questions and the answers, the bottom line. And every daf has a certain amount of bottom lines. But once you commit that to memory, it only takes 2 minutes to review the whole daf. And then you review that and review that every day. You do it once, twice. Eventually, you don't have to review it anymore. You review that daf once every week, once every month. And that's how you commit it to memory. I'm offering to help out that you don't have to do the main points of the daf. I will do them for you if you want. The best way is to do it yourself. Figure it out yourself. But part of the 8-minute daf program, I will write it in Hebrew. We'll translate it in English. And you have the basic nekudas. And all you have to do is commit to memory. A bunch of guys came over to me yesterday and said they want to start it. Guys from New York sent in they want to do it. So the more the better. We're going to try it out, this Masechta, and then we're going to roll it out after Rosh Hashanah on a national scale if it works. So if you want to join, please join us. And just real quickly, we're almost done with time for the Shir, that is. Shir is almost over. It was great knowing you, but it's a very short daf as usual. Just for the new guys, we are here in Eretz Yisrael in Ramat Beit Shemesh. We built a building just for Daf Yomi. It's called Merkaz Daf Yomi. It might be the only one in the world. It's a Beis Medrash dedicated only to Daf. We have the coffee machines in the back. We have everything here, the screens, the TV screens, that the charts that we use all the time, and the pictures and the videos go up there. We have a booth on top with cameras and sophisticated equipment that records everything. We have Gary Ben Moshe up there all day. So that's the basic idea. What else? Oh, I got to just tell you, before you start, Yishkoyach, we got to talk about the Nakuda. Maybe I didn't explain it 100%, and that is that our mishpacha. We have a family of where a Lubavitcher Chassid goes and Zmenachem Avol the Litvak, where the Svardi goes and picks up the Ashkenazi from the airport. The Chassid invites did I say Misnagdim already? The Litvaks, the Kippas, no, but it happened to be that the Chassid invited a whole family of people he didn't even know to Muncie, to his house. And it's an unbelievable camaraderie and mishpacha, and that's what keeps everybody going and together. So Rabbeisai, without further ado, let's jump into it. Arba Roshei Shonimhem. We are very familiar with Rosh Hashanah, and we typically think of Rosh Hashanah as the first day of Tishrei. And the Mishnah tells us there are other Rosh Hashanah. Another famous one that we know is Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, and that's one that's mentioned in the Mishnah. In fact, this entire Mishnah is going to be discussed by the Gemara for 2 weeks straight. 14 daf, basically half of the Masechta. So anything I don't know and don't understand, I'll just tell you, it's in the Gemara. We'll get there. Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim. We'll get there. There are four Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. The first day of Nisan, I didn't have time to show all the beautiful siyumim. But you know what? We'll do the opposite. I'm going to show one. Miami. It's the siyum of Miami and the rest around the world. I don't know if you can see it real quick. I don't know if you can see it. Okay. Beseder. Let's pretend that these are all of them. Here's London. Here's Toronto. Here's RBS. RBS had over 150 people. We ran out of food because we were expecting 90, only 90 RSVP'd. 60 additional people showed up. Shkoyach. Thanks to the 60 additional people. I know it's not you. It's the other guy. Shkoyach. But because of you, nobody had food. Including myself, Noam, and Gary. We ate potato kugel. 3 pounds of it at the end. Once we did those, Tinek, Shkoyach. I said Miami, but they deserve another shout out to Miami. Lakewood. Queens. This guy here thought he's in the middle of davening, so that's why he's on his phone. LA. Kerem Shomron. Givaldik. I need to hold on to my Toronto one. No, London. London is the one I want to hold on to. Chicago doesn't exist. They never sent me a picture. We'll get Chicago. Chicago's the first one. I don't know where it is. Okay. My boys, let's familiarize ourselves with the months of the year in Hebrew. Lashon Kodesh. It says in the Torah, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. There's no argument that any time you count the month, it starts from Nisan. Nisan is number one. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Adar. Adar is 12. It starts over. Nisan. Okay. Says the Gemara. Be'echad b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'melachim. So Rashi says something very interesting. Tosfos asks, you don't understand. We're trying to make nice to the king. So when it comes to the kings, it seems like almost from Rashi that we're talking about a non-Jewish king. But later on the Gemara says we're talking about Jewish kings. So we have to understand Rashi a little bit. And we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly that means. So if a king, you say the second year of this and this king, Shlomo HaMelech was a king in the second year of kingdom, it's referring to from Nisan. You start all over. The Gemara is going to explain that if a king became a king, the tail end of Adar, the last day of Adar, so that's his first year. A day later is Nisan, the first day of Nisan. It's his second year already. Okay. So for kings, it starts in the first day of Nisan. Vilari Golem, Gemara is going to explain, because I have no idea. Bechot Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah, Lemaiser Behema. If we just had it the other day, if you have animals, you have to put them in a pen, the young, put them in, you open up the door, and as they leave, you count, one, two, three, the tenth one gets a red paint, and you bring him to the Beis HaMikdash, you put the Imurim on the Mizbeach, and you get to eat the meat. The tenth one. Now, the halacha is, it says in the Pasuk, Aser to Aser. And it's talking about, it's called Tvua Zarecha. So you think that this is talking about wheat. But the Gemara Darshan is in green to Aser, because it's a double Lashon. It should have said, Aser is called Tvua Zarecha. There's nothing wrong with saying one word Aser. Because it says a double lashon, I learned from it also a different meiser called meiser behema, and it says at the end of the pasuk shana shana. Each year is an individual year. You cannot take animals that were born in tafshin pei aleph and use them together with animals that are in tafshin pei beis. But when does tafshin pei beis start? So for meiser behema, it starts on the first day of Elul, right here, number 6. It's still the 6th month. But any animal that was born over here in Av cannot go together with the animal that was born in Elul. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oymrim, Be'echol B'tishrei. It's not Elul, rather, the cutoff is the month following Elul, Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, basically, what we call Rosh Hashanah. Be'echol b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. So that's when the actual year starts. We'll explain. Very interesting. I had a conversation once with a taxi driver. And he said, you guys are messed up. Your Rosh Hashanah this year was on September 18th. And last year was on September 6th. How do you explain that, he tells me. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. Like, you know, we have a different calendar. But by us, it's like Rosh, it's the beginning. No, he had no clue. I'm telling you, my sister Shikimatoya. No, it's true. True story. Be'echa b'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, v'lashmitin. Right now, we're in a Shemitah year, Rabbi Yisai. When does Shemitah start? That you can't plow the field, you can't see the field. It starts Rosh Hashanah, that we know it. True story. A guy just recently pushed off his aliyah. He's not making aliyah this year because he said it's too confusing, the Hilchah Shemitah. True story. He didn't know how to deal with the vegetables. I still don't know anything about, like, you have to keep the peels in a bag. And all these halachas, what's nachri, vul nachri, this, you learn it quickly, but it gets a little confusing, and I can understand why they said, you know what, let's push it off. He got confused. He didn't know when it starts, when it is. He heard Shemitah. Shemitah year, that's it. He won't be here for 2 years. Vila Yoiv Lais, Yoivel is every 7 Shemitah years. The 50th year is Yoivel. We just learned the other day. Again, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, that when Yoivel comes, the karka, real estate, goes back to the original owners. Lanatiya, what else is Rosh Hashanah for? Arla, if you have a tree, you can't eat the fruit for 3 years. And I really wish I knew this halacha earlier, because I have an orange tree on my porch, tiny mini oranges, and we planted it there when we basically moved into our apartment, which was 8 years ago. Every year, I have nerve and I can't eat from it. I'm not sure if it's Arla. I don't remember when I planted it. But over here, you save like 3/4 of a year, because the year actually starts on Tishrei. So if you planted it 2 days before Tishrei, that's a whole year. And then Tishrei comes the second year. So I could have eaten from those fruits 6 years ago, basically. But then there's Revai, okay. Vila Yerokos. Vegetables, you have to give Trumas and Maestros. You give Maestros. But you cannot take from the vegetables that belong to the previous year. So vegetables that were harvested before Rosh Hashanah, you cannot give Trumas and Maestros. Oh, let's talk about Trumas and Maestros for a second. Beautiful. There isn't here. Where's that thing? Couldn't believe it. In this picture, in the London Seam, I was looking closely, see if I recognize anybody. And sure enough, there's a guy holding this in the middle of the picture. Here, you look closely. Here he is. It's like, it's beautiful. You see? Right over here. Now, why is it so beautiful? Because the concept of Trumas and Maestros and Tumah and Tahara are very scary to most folks. But once you come to the shir, just a few days, this thing pops up and it becomes second nature. And Trumas and Maestros, if you have a crop of fruit, you have to give approximately 2% to the kohen. That's step number one. It's called Truma Gedoyla. From the 98%, take 10% and give it to the Levi. That's step two. Step three, the Levi takes his 10% and gives from his 10%, 10% to the Kohen, and that's called Trumas Meiser. Now, on years 1, 2, 4, 5 of Shemitah cycle, you give Meiser Sheni, and that is, you take some of the fruit, you bring it to your slime, you eat it yourself, or you trade it into money, and you buy steaks with it. And on years 3, 6, you give it to the Ani. When does the year 1, 2, 4, 5 start and end? And when does 3, 6? It starts with Rosh Hashanah. Lili Rakois. For vegetables, the same thing. It starts by Rosh Hashanah. I can't take vegetables that grew last year and I cut last year and use them for Trumas and Maestros this year. Be'er B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. It's called Ashvat. Ashvat, I just made that up. It's not even a good one. There's two B'Shvat and there's Ashvat. According to Beis Shammai, it's the Aleph Shvat. That's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. B'Siloimim, B'Chamisha Asar Boi, it's Kedir Beis Shammai, B'Siloimim, B'Chamisha Asar Boi, it's two B'Shvat. Says the Gemara, L'Melachim. The first thing, Nisan is for kings. What does it mean? L'Mai Hilchasa, why is there a special day? Why can't they just go by the yard side, the day that the king comes in? The king came in on the second day of Adar. So next year, on the second day of Adar, is his second year. Why a special date that applies to all kings? Omer Avchizda L'Shtarais. This is a special halacha for Shtarais, for documents, the Snan, Shitrei Choyv HaMugdamim Psulim VaMucharim Ksherim. Very, very simple. If Bezdin finds out there's some monkey business going on here. Imagine, a guy has a piece of real estate of Manhattan and he sells a beautiful building to someone. That someone goes to the title company, does a search to see if there's any liens on the building. That's what we do today. Well, they do a search and they hear that the guy doesn't owe any money. Because if he did owe any money, that building would have a lien on it to the person he owes money, and the person that has the lien on it will come and take the building. The only reason why Reuven purchased the building is because he found out that there's no lien on it. Because if there's a lien, people talk about it, there's a coil, everybody knows. Great. What did this Chaverman do? He took a shtar and he predated it. He borrowed money after he sold his real estate. Everything was good. But in the shtar it says that he borrowed the money before he sold the real estate. And then the malva, the guy that lends the money, comes to the guy that bought the building in Manhattan and says, the building is mine. Ah, I didn't hear about it. You know why I didn't hear it? Because it never happened. But he's lying. So because that could happen, if you change the date, you predate it, you cannot use that shtar, says Rashi. But if you look carefully in Rashi, Rashi is of the opinion that you cannot use it to sue somebody for real estate, for real property. But you could use the shtar still. It seems almost from Rashi. If you just learned the Gemara, you think, like other Rishonim, that you can never use the shtar. It's like a knas. No, it's a knas towards real estate, but you could still use the shtar for like a milvah al peh. Right. So, shidrichayim psulim, abuchorim ksheirim. Should I go into this here? What happened is as follows. The Edom, this is Rashi's example. The Edom saw that somebody lent money. There's no argument. Somebody lent money to somebody else. Reuven lent money to Shimon. And that happened. They saw it in Tammuz. They were asked to sign a shtar in Kislev. Now, you're permitted, v'amucharim ksherim. You're allowed to lie in the shtar and say that it was post-dated, not predated. Post. You could say that the halva. If I saw that it happened in Tammuz, I could write a shtar in Kislev. That's not a problem. The problem is to predate it. Now, if the first of the year is Nisan, and it's always the first of the year, Nisan. All kings go by Nisan. So now it's very simple. Tammuz happens 4 months after Nisan, and Kislev happens 9 months after Nisan, and therefore this is a kosher shtar. But if this is not the beginning, let's say this is the beginning, Tishrei, like Rosh Hashanah. You ask me when's the beginning of the year? Rosh Hashanah. Great. So here, what happened first? Kislev happened first. And then only afterwards, we come around the circle, you have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, and then the Edom said they testified, we saw it happen. Wait a minute, that happened 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months later. And that's possible. So that's why we have to be consistent and say that the year always starts in Nisan, and this is a case where the shtar is kosher because the Edom saw it, and they signed it later on, and that's okay. That's what's going on. Tana Rabbanon, Mel Shama Besrit Tisha B'Adar. If the king became a king right over here on the 29th day of Adar, all the way in the bottom in the 12th month, Kim Shigia Bechel Nisan, once the year starts over, that's it. Alsaloi Shana, it's a full year. So now he starts the second year. He's here. He's only a king for 1.5 days, full year. Thank you for serving for a whole year. And now the second year starts. And the Gemara is going to say, what's the big chiddush here? And if he started out over here the first day of Nisan, then what's obvious? He has to go 12 months in a row. Omar Mar, we just learned. Melech Shama Besrim V'Tisha Ba'Adar. What's the chiddush of Kamashmalon? We just turned to Daf Beis. Oy vey, I don't have the sponsorship, but it's sponsored by Natan Kushnud. The schus for his two sons, Kalev and whatever, and Vaira, two sons, that they should do well in Eretz Yisrael, and they should have cheshik for Torah and mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. Amen. And by the MDY, 8 minute Tehillim group for Shidduchim, Yeshuas, and Refuas. Okay. So, Kamash Malon, Shkoyach. Kamash Malon, Denisa Rosh Hashanah Lamelachim. V'yoy Mechad B'Shana, Chashuv Shana. And it's to teach us a big Yisoy. Because there is a Machlaik's, in fact, and we hold that one day is a full day, not like the Mandoma that says that one day is not a full day, a full year. And if the king became a king the first day of Nisan, the first of the year, you have to go a full year. Pshita, what is the chiddush? What does the Imnu Alei Mother mean? They voted for him. All they did is voted. They never actually made him king. They voted for him. And voting is not enough. I think voting is counted as part of the as a year. They voted here. This is where voting occurs. And they say everybody says he's the king, but they only made him a king over here. This counts as zero. The king dies all the way at the end of the year, and they bring in another king right away. David HaMelech is king for 40 years. He dies, let's say, he dies in Adar, and then Shlomo HaMelech comes along, and he's the king. So we could either say, we could write in our shtar the 40th year to David, or the first year Shlomo. You decide, you pick or choose. Same thing. It's the same halacha. The Gemara is going to say what the chiddush is. It's a side chiddush. What if it happened over here in this month? It's talking about that he has, it's the son of a king, a new chiddush. The point, same exact point. Two kings, you could call this year the 40th or the first, whatever you want to do. He dies in Adar, down here, at the end of the year. And another one comes in the beginning of Nisan. So you could also, not a big chiddush, you count this for the last king, you count this for the new king, everything is great. Omar Mar, let's see, what's the chiddush here? You could count one other for two kings. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Maybe the same as Shat the Beitrei, Loimaninon. Maybe it should only be based on the first king, not on the second king. How can you use one year and count it twice? It's actually a big chiddush. To call this year Toshav and Pei Beis, but also Tov Shin Aleph. It doesn't really work, maybe. You could. Meis B'Nisan, V'Amed Achad Achad B'Nisan, B'Nim Shalom Zelazah. Same exact halacha, but instead of saying Adar, it says Nisan. Pshita, we just said Adar. Ma'al the same Akiyam Yin Yachab Shana, Choshav Shana, B'Saif Shana. Maybe, if you're all the way at the end of the year, one day there, you consider it a full year. But if the king dies right over here, so why would I consider it a full year? He died in the beginning of the year. Kamashmalan is considered a year. One king died down here at the end of the year. The next king, it took time until they found another king. They put him in here. He started the year off as the king. Of course, the last month goes based on the last king. There's no king. Why would I consider a new king? And the second, and the beginning of the year is by the new king. Of course, the king wasn't even alive then. Pshita. What happened was, we said before that just voting for somebody is nothing. But what if you vote for somebody that's the son of a king? He's the son of the Rebbe. Everybody knows he's going to be the Rebbe. There's not even a question. You don't even have to vote for him. Stam, for the procedure. So maybe he's already the Rebbe, he's already the king. So we should start counting it from down here. Kamash Malon, no. Now the same in Nulei Tarzan Shnin should be counted for 2 years. Kamash Malon. Omer B'yachin. Minayin l'melachim she'moinim lo'em elu menison. How do you know that kings start from up here, not from Tishrei, like the year of Shemitah and everything else? How do we know? She'nemar v'ayi b'shmoinim shana v'arbama yishana l'tzeiz b'nei Yisrael metz Mitzrayim. Just in case you're not looking inside the Gemara, I printed it for you. But also, because it's important to point out these words here. It says, Letzeis b'nei Yisrael metz Mitzrayim in red. Mitzrayim. Bashana reviz b'chodesh ziv. Ziv? What's the second month here? Look over here. What's the second month? Iyar. Ziv is Iyar. B'chodesh Hasheni. Rashi just points out that Bashana reviz is going on the following words. Limloich shleimei al Yisrael. It says it's out of order a little bit. Okay. It's the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's rule. Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzis Mitzrayim. Down here it says, Limloich Shlomo. And up here it says, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So, I know that just like Yitzis Mitzrayim was, we all know when Pesach is, it's in Nisan. So too, a kingdom starts in Nisan. Ma Yitzis Mitzrayim in Nisan, Afmach Shloim in Nisan. Yitzis Mitzrayim Gufim Nolim in Nisan in Nisan. Dilma Mitzishim in Nisan. Now, obviously, we know that Yitzis Mitzrayim was in Nisan. But perhaps the year starts in Tishrei. Maybe we're counting years, not from when we leave Mitzrayim, but from Tishrei. It happens to be an historical event happened in Nisan, but the year is actually Tishrei. Lo yisal kodaito. That can't be. Dixiv. Vayal Aaron HaKoyen El Hor HaHor. Al Pi Hashem. Let's just do this about very, very, very simple. Two stories in the Torah. Aaron HaKoyen dies in Av. Okay. Then the Torah talks about Sichon. Sichon? Moshe Rabbeinu killed Sichon. When did that happen? In Shvat, in the 11th month. Now, we know, as the Gemara is going to prove, that this, Aaron died before Sichon. So it has to be that Nisan is before. Because let's say Tishrei is in between. Tishrei slices it in half over here. Look, 5, 6, 7. Aaron died in the 5th month. Tishrei is in the 7th month. So then it can't be that they're in the same year. And we know that they're in the same exact year, in the 40th year. The only way 5 and 11 can be in the same year is if the year starts over here at 1. But if the year starts in Tishrei in the middle, so now this is the 41st year. It can't be in the same year. Pasha says the Gemara, let's see inside. Vayal Aaron HaKoyen El Hor HaHor Al Pi Hashem Vayom HaShom B'Shnas Harboim. The 40th year, let's say, is Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Yisrael, Bechol Yisrael HaMishi. That happened in Nov, in the 5th month. Bechol HaChodesh. Uchsiv Ayi Barbarim Shonu Ba'ashtei Yosor Chodesh Bechol. What's Ashtei Yosor? If you ask anybody, how much is Ashtei Yosor? Right. Normally, you'd say Ashtei Yosor is 12. Ashtei Yosor is 11. And there's a Gemara, I forgot where, somewhere, in Ksubis maybe, that says that Kol HaMosif Gorea. Because Shtei Yosor, Shneim Yosor, is 12. But if you do Ashtei Yosor, you add to it, you're actually ruining it. You make it less. It's a way to remember that Ashtei Yosor is less than 12. It's 11. Okay, just a side point. Ashtei Yosor Chodesh Bechad HaChodesh Dibur Moshe. Midikoy Ba'ah V'kor L'Shnas Arba'im. Because over here, where Aaron HaKoyen died, his Nifter was in the 40th year. V'koy B'Shvat V'kor L'Shnas Arba'im. And Shvat is also down here, is also the 40th. V'chlad Rosh Hashanah Lev Tishrei, it cannot be that Rosh Hashanah is in between, because then down here would be the 41st year. Bishlam Aheich, Aaron, Mifarish, Litzias Mitzrayim. Now let's look at the pasuk real quickly. We're almost done, Rabbi said, don't worry about it. You'll get your kids in a second. And it says, Bishnas Harboim, Litzias B'nai Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. It says, Mifurish, that this happened 40 years to Mitzrayim. Okay. Elohai, Mimai Litzias Mitzrayim. Duma lakomas hamishkan. But Sichon, how do you know that that happened 40 years after? Over there, it doesn't say anything about Mitzrayim. Maybe we're counting from hakomas hamishkan. Now, the Mishkan was built in the second year, so perhaps you're right. Look, this and this are in the same year. You know why? Because this was counted from the Mishkan. So it's really
41st year.
From Mitzrayim. Fine. This is Gemara. Kidomer Abba Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Lixer Shava, Hachanami, Shnas Arboim, Shnas Arboim, Lixer Shava. Since it says, by Sichon, it says these words, by Arboim Shana, but it doesn't say to what. I don't know to what. But over here it does say, it says Arboim Shana, it says B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. So this pasuk right over here, the 40 explains that it's Mitzrayim. So the 40 here, that's not, there's no pshat what it is. It could be to Mitzrayim, it could be 40 years to the Mishkan. Now I know what it is. We base this similarly to what Rav Papa did with Esrim Esrim later on in the Sugya. Makan, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Afkan, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Raboisai, have a wonderful day. Stick around. You'll be addicted before you know it. Have a great day.